University of Florida researcher Mark Reichnauer tells why Indian River area grapefruit has had a lower packout rate than usual this season. He also offers some suggestions for getting more fruit to ship fresh.
Well, it looks like we're having a lot more smaller fruit. The fruit size is an issue, and also melanose. Those are two of the key ones this year. We've had some instances of like a peel breakdown on the roll boards. I don't know if that's been a major contributor to the actual packouts, but it's an indication that there may be some stress out there that we previously haven't seen other than the past couple years.
Most growers think that the small fruit sizes are caused by HLB. Any thoughts on that?
Well, that's definitely a possibility, and we're concerned that the HLB and stress in general out there will affect the post-harvest quality of the fruit as it's coming out. And so HLB definitely could. It's got smaller fruit. Those trees are generally stressed. The root system is also impaired, and one of the important aspects of fruit quality is the fruit water status. If they're stressed, if the tree is stressed or the fruit is stressed, it'll contribute to things like peel breakdown and blemishes.
You look back over the years, wind scar was probably the biggest cause of lowered packouts.
Yeah, and it's historically been the most important cause of packout and laminations. And it's still out there. I think the most concerning one is the big increase, though, that we've seen in the size of the melanose. Melanose is also interesting because I haven't heard of particularly bad year in terms of canker. So a lot of the things we do for melanose also use for canker control, and so it would be a matter of timing in that instance, that the time when the canker was being released, the bacteria was being released, or the spreading mechanism, wind, wasn't the same time that the melanose was.
And you put up some pretty drastic figures. I think red grapefruit back maybe 10 years or so ago, was packout was up around 90%. It's down drastically now. Tell us what some of the average packouts are for reds and whites nowadays.
Well, the reds, they declined over time. They were down about 60%, I think, overall. Whites are usually lower, again, because we don't have an alternative market other than Japan. So if we can't make it into Japan, which is traditionally the most stringent market in terms of the requirements for a blemish-free fruit, then we don't have another place for it to go, and it has to go to the cannery. So that becomes, it's all lost packout. Whereas reds, if you can't get in the top markets like Japan or Europe or some of the Pacific Rim, then you can still go domestic or such. So you've got some alternative markets there.
And you had some recommendations, some things growers and packers can do to help reduce eliminations.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we can't do. Weather and things like wind scar, that's weather-related, climate. But the pest control for like melanose, although I know many places that are having melanose have a good melanose production management schedule going on. And sometimes it's just the timing or not being able to get there after a rain event or such. But keeping up and putting the investments into those groves as much as possible will pay off in terms of packouts in the long run. You may have blips here and there, but in the long run, you're going to see a return on the investment in terms of packouts.
Any big points you'd like for growers, packers to know that you and I haven't already discussed?
Well, probably the most important thing is to let me know and communicate with your extension agents or myself, especially in terms of packouts, because there are things that we can do depending on what the major problem is, whether it's a pest control issue, if it's a breakdown or peel integrity issue. There are things that we can do and recommend that can likely help.
Reichnauer spoke on the topic at the Florida Citrus Show in Fort Pierce in late January. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.